All right, so we are holding by number 39. So 39, it follows up on 38. We had Nosim Chaver yesterday. And then following up on that is Machria Lekav Schus. Basically, Dan Lekav Schus. Dan Lekav Schus, again, is a midah, which I'm sure you guys have heard about a lot. It's popular for stories and for books and the like. And before we get to why it's a Kenyan Torah, I think we understand the whole meter wrong, just by the way. I'm sure everybody has had these times where someone gets up and they say, well, let's talk about Dan Lekav Schus. And they tell you a story, and they say, it's like a game. Like, okay, so tell me, why is it okay what he did? Now, what would you say? And you come up with these crazy answers. Yeah, it's okay because, you know, maybe he was having a heart attack and he had to run in and get, like, you come up with a million different reasons why it would happen, and that's why it's okay what he did. And the emphasis is that's not what Dan Lekav Schus is. The purpose of Dan Lekav Schus is not to take a story or take a person and watch them and make up some crazy, outlandish suggestion as to why they did. That's not the pshat. The pshat is, in Dan Lekav Schus, that you see people positively. You see Rabbi and Tova. You think, you in your own heart, you understand that people bets them are good. And people try to do the right thing. And Mimela, because of that, when someone does something wrong, you don't automatically jump to accuse them of wrongdoing. Because you view people positively. So it's not about coming up with crazy outlandish stories as to why what happened really happened, and why did he do it, what was the situation. And people also do wrong sometimes. And you're not mechuyev to take a situation which is clearly wrong and come up with a crazy excuse why it's right. That's not the midah. The midah is that you should see it positively, and even if it's wrong, you say, okay, he's not a Rasha. He wants to do right. He has reasons why he did what he did, etc. But it starts not with the hezber as to why. It's not giving terutzim. It's not the hezber why he did what he did. Rather, it's the other way around. It's that I am a positive person. I see the world with Ayin Tova. I see people as generally good people. And once I see things that way, so then Mimelo, when they do something, I look at it from a positive perspective. Either I say, probably had a reason why he did it. Maybe a real reason that's okay pops into my mind, not because I have to conjure up a crazy story, because that's Mimelo how I feel about people. And then, even if it's Vaday wrong, I don't start judging the guy as some terrible Russia, Marusha, dare he do this, dare he do that. I say, you know, people have the Sionis, the Sahara, I have shortcomings also, and I don't look at him as a bad person because of it. So that's the meat. I think people look at the meter wrong. But how does it get to learning? So the Tiferes Yisrael says like this. It relates to what he said yesterday. He says, Yatriach liachria machshavosav l'schus. You're matriach yourself to look at your friend's thought process, l'schus. We spoke yesterday, Nosom Chavero, we mentioned the Rechaim Elajin, who says, do your best to bring a raya to your chavrusa. Right? See it from his perspective. So bring him a raya. That's what he said yesterday. So Tiferes Yisrael is saying a similar nakuda, which is that yatriach, he says, you should go at a length, you should burden yourself to take what your chavrusa said and explain it that it makes sense. That's something which is, again, we said yesterday, that's very important in learning. It's not just stam, if I have an easy raya, I'll prove it for him. It's not that, like, okay, what he's saying makes a little bit of a sense so I can try to understand it. But yatriach atzmo, you should be matriach yourself. To do whatever you can to say my chavrusa is trying to learn. He's trying to learn just like I'm trying to learn. He says a psha, but I think it's totally wrong. But I should matriach myself to try to understand what he's saying, and that way I'm yishtag in learning. Ezu chacham lo mikol adam is an akuda that every single person has what to offer. There's perspectives in learning which are I don't have, but I can gain from somebody else. So see the perspective, see his mind, and know he's trying to emes. And if chavrusa is something wrong, you don't say, oh, what a lousy chavrusa, he can't learn, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing, a chakra, and whatever. You say, he's also trying to learn emes too. And yeah, he might be wrong. But he's not a bad chavrusa. I mean, yeah, if he never communicates, bad chavrusa. But a guy says the wrong pshat, you say he's trying to get emes as well, and I try to understand it. Nefesh Chaim says over here, you should always start off by thinking he's right. I mean, your starting point is not that I'm right, he's wrong. Your starting point is, wait a minute, maybe I'm wrong, maybe he's right. And let's think through what he says, and like we said yesterday, bring raya's to it, and be matriach ourselves to understand it so that we can see his perspective. So that's being matriach yourself. I think that the additional nakuda over here, I think we have by Machril Kav Schus, is not just bring him a raya, but matriach yourself to understand his point. And that's how you learn. Is goof at that point. Limical Adam means that no matter who it is, it can be a little kid, it can be a Gadol Hador, but everyone has something to offer me. And Kosh Baruch Hu made us all have different minds, different understandings, so that we can get the full picture of Torah. I've said before, but it's an important point. There's a bracha you make upon seeing Shishim Ribu Mi'Yisrael. Baruch Atah Hashem Kinei Melech Olam, Chacham Arazim. The bracha Hashem understands all the secrets. That's the title of the bracha, Maran Brachas. So what do we convey that bracha on? What's Chacham Arazim? What does that mean? So the Gemara says that it's Kashem. This is where you find this idea. Kashem, Shem Partzufeyam Domos, Kach Ein Deoseyam Domos. Even just like our faces are different, our thoughts are different. Because Baruch Hu is kolel all the thoughts. He can take it all in. He knows everyone's thinking. Hashem knows the thought process of every single person. Now what's the nekudah of that bracha? The nekudah of that bracha is that there are shishim ribu approaches to everything. Everyone has a different. Hashem made us by design that we all think differently. Which is, by the way, the reason why we can all say chiddush in learning, even though people have learned Torah thousands of years. We're nowhere near as great as Gedolim, and we can still say our Chidushim. Why? Because your brain works differently, and you might sense something in learning that the Gadol Hador didn't sense. Not because you're greater than him, or smarter than him, or no more Torah than him, but because you think differently. And you can then be Mechadish something yourself. The Goyim didn't say it, and Rav Chaim didn't say it, and Rav Yashiv didn't say it, and Rashi didn't say it, and Abaye didn't say it. But I said it. So Mechatesi. The answer is, well, because, yeah, you're nowhere near as great as any of the people I just mentioned, but Hashem wired your brain differently so that you see something in Torah which they didn't see. So, my chavrusa, who I'm ready to pound because they said the wrong pshat, hey, wait a minute, because Baruch Hu wired his brain in that way so he might see something in its MS that I missed, and I have to look at it that way. Chacham Arazim is that bracha, that you sit there you're totally... Nispoil by seeing so many minds together in one place. Shishim Ribu is a lot of people. They used to say the bracha by Lila Regel. Nowadays, we're not in Rezechet to such a maimon. Maybe by some Levayas in recent years of Gedolim, we've had that many in together in one place. Maybe, based on whose count you use. But that's about it. But the point is, that is basically the sum total of all the deos of Klai Yisrael together in one room. So you see that, you say, Kosh Baruch Hu, wow, you made so many minds, and you chop them all. Kosh Baruch Hu is kolo hakol, he chops them all, and he understands them all, and that's the maila of Chacham Arazim, that's what it means. By our own level, so, you know, you have a chavrusa in front of you, you have a shir, you have a chabura, whoever you're learning with, and you say, well, he says something I don't quite understand, that pshat doesn't make any sense to me, that pshat seems wrong. Then, but wait a minute, who says? Maybe just your brain is not wired to think that way, but if you thought that way, if you can get into his mind for a moment, you'll chop it. So that's my Kriyat Chav Schus. I'm going to do one more. Number 40 is Amido al Emes. So Amido al Emes means literally that you try to place others onto Emes. So what does that mean? So number one, if the Chavrus is Taka wrong, which he might be, so then you should try to get him to see the Emes. So step one is maybe he's right. You don't really go to fighting him, oh, I'm right. Step one is maybe he's right. Step two is, okay, maybe he's taka wrong. So then I better prove why I'm right. And the Pharisee Yisrael says, so mamido memes means bring rayas for yourself. It's very important learning. I think it sounds pashit, but we all make the same mistake. Let's say we get to an idea, or a sugya, akasha, teretz, asvara, whatever. And we say, this is the pshat. And the chavrusa says, why? Well, I say this is the pshat. You say, no, this is the pshat. So you say things, but let's prove it. What's your raya? Do you have a raya to that? Prove it. In learning, our goal is not to say our own Torah. Our goal is to say, what is the Kosh Baruch Hu saying over here? What does the Torah say? So how do you know the Torah is saying? Because that's what you think it says? No, because you can prove this. You can prove it. You bring a raya. You bring a diuk, you bring another gemara, you bring a svara that fits. That's a raya. But often, all of us are tempted just to kind of say things that can kind of like float into our minds. And that's nice. It's what you think it says. But who says that's what the Torah is actually telling you? And the only way you can be mamidol emes, the Torah is emes. And how do you know the Torah is emes? Because there's proofs. The Torah is built on rayas. And you can bring a raya to what you're saying. I mean, you bring a raya, look at any sefer that's worth anything, it's built on rayas. They don't just say things out, they bring rayas. Because rayas are how you know it's actually emes. But we all make the mistake in that we just kind of throw things out there without any proof, and we go weiter. We're kind of like, yeah, this is a shot, whatever. You go on, and you say, this is what I think. But is there a raya to that? If there's no raya, then it could just be what you think, but it's not what the Torah is saying. I mean, you've missed the emes. So once you chop, okay. So the Ruach Chaim learns it as a progression. You know, there is, you first have to say Mecharusa might be right. Let's prove him, and then when you realize he's wrong, Mamidol Emes. So then prove yourself. But the Tiferes Yisrael is adding in that the idea is proving yourself. The idea is to bring a proof. And the longer you sit and learn, the longer you're in yeshiva and hear shiurim, you learn what is a raya and what's not a raya. Well, how do you bring a raya? What actually constitutes a valid raya when it comes to learning? And you pick up on that. That's something that's a masora. You know, that's something that we pick up on. How do you prove something? There's things that we would say are not good rayas to have. But we have to make sure we're saying emes. So a good chavrusa also, let's say you're on the other side. Your chavrusa is a pshat. You don't have a pshat. So often we're saying, I don't like that pshat. Doesn't make sense. So he says, well, why not? I don't like it. So then what are you saying? You're saying nothing. Right? Prove why it doesn't make sense. That's part of the melos in Torah, is you have to really turn on your brain and think through it and figure out, well, why doesn't that make sense? Why does what I'm saying make more sense? And the process of bringing a raya, kasha and a raya, that's very important in learning, and that's mamidol emes. And also, it is your job as a chavrusa to, if his pshat is wrong, you have to be able to express why it's wrong and then show it's right. So that's the progression over here. Now, next one, which we'll go into mitzvah tomorrow, I just want to show the progression, is mamido ala shalom. You want to put him on shalom. So Rechaim V'Lajan says here, you have to look at the whole progression. There first is Nosibol Machrio. I have to think he's right and try to bring svar for him. That's step one. Step two is, okay, I've come to the conclusion he's wrong. We don't have a raya for him. I can't prove it. It doesn't make sense to me. I have a better raya. He's wrong. So step two is, okay, I have to try to teach him what's right by bringing raya for myself. Now step three, he says, Mamido Shalom is like this. Sometimes you get to a point where you know, if you argue with the chavrusa anymore, he's going to get upset with you. Right? He's had enough. You know this, or you know this person you're speaking to is very, you know, tense or combative, and you know that trying to prove your point is not going to get you very far, so it's get him upset, which happens sometimes. It's easier judgment. Maybe if you try to slug him up, he'll be annoyed that you slugged him up, and it won't turn out well. So if you do chop that, and he says, Mamidol Shalom. Shalom takes precedence, and maybe it's time just to kind of back up and say, okay, so we'll leave it alone. I'll say, we don't know. Whatever it is, you don't fight the guy. So he says that's valid. It's valid. It's obviously it's not the best chavrusa if you can't argue with him. I'd probably tell you switch chavrusas at that point. But it's valid in learning to say, okay, at this point I don't want to argue anymore because it's going to get the other guy upset. Because usually that means that he's taking something personal out of it, which is obviously the wrong thing to do in learning. It should be all about Torah. A real mecham shel Torah, is nasim ovim zeh lazeh. When you're done with the mecham shel Torah, you love each other. That's it's vayev basufa, it's bidarshin. You know, that at the end, nas ovim. But if you see the chavrusa shaft's not going that way, or the guy that you're talking with at the table is not going that direction, and if you bring him a proof or shlug him up or something, you're going to be, it's not going to be very good. So the Rav Chaim V'Lajan says, okay, either don't say it, or say it differently in a way that will maintain the shalom. You have to know sometimes that it's good to be able to know when not to speak as well, as Chazal tell us. You know, a person has to always know when to open their mouth, when to keep their mouth closed. So that's Mamidol Shalom, he says, is the next stage in this progression. I first try to prove him. If he's wrong, I prove myself. And if I'm proving myself and the guy can't handle it, he's gonna be mad at me, maybe I should just, you know, use my seichel, cease and desist, and not pick a fight. And weiter. And then find new chavrusa afterwards, I think is probably the best idea in that case. All right, shkoyach.